理课堂听 class.com。
Model Test 6, Section A, 11. This school is lucky to have a teacher as good as Professor Helen Johnson.
She is one in a million. We've all benefited from what she imparted to us. I wish I could have taken more courses she teaches.
Question, what does the man mean?12. Michael, did you go to the lecture on the French Revolution last night? I have never heard such an interesting history lecture before.
Yes, wasn't it marvelous? It is said the lecturer is a self-taught man with no university education. But I think he is much better than many of our professors.
Question, what did the man think of the lecture?
13. You're going to make a trip to San Francisco, aren't you?
Yes, but I haven't got the plane ticket yet. I'm thinking of postponing the trip to next month, since this is the busiest month for the airlines.
Question. What do we know about the woman from this conversation?14. I hear you are moving to a new apartment. Can you tell me why?
Actually, I didn't want to move. It would be more expensive to live outside the college. But I just can't bear the noise made by people living next door.
Question. What can we infer from the conversation?15. Please hold the line, Mrs. Smith. The doctor will talk to you in a minute.
I'm afraid I may have to hang up. I don't have any more coins and the line will be cut soon. I think I would call back as soon as I arrive home.
Question. Where is Mrs. Smith most probably?16. Please make 20 copies of this and deliver them to the chief executive and heads of departments. I hope they can review it first before the formal meeting.
Certainly, sir. They will find it on their desks tomorrow morning.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
17. Did you and Tommy go shopping this afternoon together?
Yes. He seemed to have bought a store home, but all I got was a sore foot. I don't know, and perhaps it was not my day.
Question. What does the man mean?
18. I heard your daughter sing at the school concert last night. She has a lovely voice, I must say.
Thank you. Lots of people said so to her dad also. But I don't know where she gets it.
Question. What does the woman probably mean?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1. Eric Schoenberg is the managing editor of Money Magazine in this August issue, in which this quiz about money personality types appears. Why is it so important to come up with your money personality type?
Well, people are just not rational about their money.
So after taking this quiz, you should find out if you're a guardian. That is, discipline is the key to security. Is guardian the best type to be?
Well, it's the one that most Americans are. You have a lot of self-discipline if you're a guardian. Financial security matters a lot to you. On the other hand, you are likely to be too conservative. Sometimes you have to take risks to get ahead.
And if your answers are mostly C's to our short pop quiz there, you are a guardian. The next personality type is an idealist. I think that's probably what I am, because money just isn't the top priority.
That's right. You are more concerned with helping other people, and that's a good thing too, for lots of reasons. And doing fun stuff matters a lot too.
So, if your answers are mostly B's, you are an idealist. What's next?
Artisans.
So, if your answers are mostly A's, you are an artisan. What's an artisan?
Artisans are people who are willing to take risks. They go on instinct a lot.
That's a pretty good thing.
If you are willing to take risks, you may buy a lot of stocks. It works out for you in the long run. On the other hand, artisans are not the type to do a series of long-term financial plans. So sometimes they have to put things into place like automatic savings plans so that they can get a regular financial planning going.
19. What is the problem with guardians?
What is the feature of an idealist?
21. What is typical of an artisan? 2. I think if you want to get some excitement in your life, you ought to become a leader.
Yes, I feel a totally different life when I have our company.
Could you give me some suggestions on how to be a good leader?
I think the biggest mistake many people have is that they don't realize there are two parts of leadership. I think leadership comprises visionary direction and implementation.
What are they exactly?
Visionary direction part is where we are going. What are we trying to accomplish? And the leaders have to take a major role in setting those. And once the goals are clear, the second part of leadership is how to get there.
What's your outlook on those who want to lead and organize their own businesses?
Well, I think first of all, you have to find something you love to do. Then you have to find out how you can make a business out of that. Then come the big issues in running a business.
That is the thing I am most concerned.
Not to be eliminated, you need a good finance. You need to have some people to help get off the ground, and then you gradually learn about managing and leading people.
Say I am someone who is just now entering the workforce. I am excited and passionate about what I have chosen to do, but somehow I have to keep the passion. How can I maintain that kind of excitement so that I can excel?
I think the best advice is that when you go to a job, find somebody who is older than you, who has more experience than you, and ask him if he would be your counselor.
22. What is the visionary direction for being a leader?
23. What is the implementation for being a leader?
What is the first thing to do if someone wants to open his own business?
How to maintain the excitement when you just enter a job? Section B. Passage 1. Switching off the television may help prevent children from getting fatter, even if they do not change their diet or increase the amount they exercise, U.S. researchers said last week. A study of 192 third and fourth graders, generally aged 8 and 9, found that children who cut the number of hours spent watching television gained nearly 2 pounds less over a one-year period than those who did not change their television diet. The findings are important because they show that weight loss can only be the result of a reduction in television viewing and not any other activity. American children spend an average of more than 4 hours per day watching television and videos or playing video games. And the rates of childhood being very fat have doubled over the past 20 years. In the study, presented this week to the Pediatric Academic Society's annual meeting in San Francisco, the researchers persuaded about 100 of the students to reduce their television viewing by one quarter to one third. Children watching fewer hours of television showed a significantly smaller increase in waist size and had less body fat than other students who continued their normal television viewing. Even though neither group ate a special diet or took part in any extra exercise. One explanation for the weight loss could be the children unstuck to the television may simply have been moving around more and burning off calories. Another reason might be due to eating fewer meals in front of the television. Some studies have suggested that eating in front of the TV encourages people to eat more.
26. What do we know about the finding of the study? Why is the finding important? 28. What accounts for the finding? 2. A wise man once said that the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. So, as a police officer, I have some urgent things to say to good people. Something has gone wrong with our once proud American way of life. A key ingredient is disappearing, responsibility, which means that every person is responsible for his actions. Without it, there can be no respect, no law, and ultimately, no society. My job as a police officer is to impose responsibility on people who refuse to impose it on themselves. But, as every policeman knows, controls on people's behavior are far less effective than internal restrictions such as guilt, shame, and embarrassment. Yet gradually, especially in our larger cities and suburbs, These inner restrictions are loosening. Your typical robber has none. He considers your property his property. He takes what he wants, including your life. The main cause of this breakdown is a radical shift in attitudes. 30 years ago, if a crime was committed, society was considered the victim. Now it's the criminal who is considered victimized. By the school that didn't teach him to read. By the church that failed to reach him with moral guidance. By the parents who didn't provide a stable home. I don't believe it. Many others in equally disadvantaged circumstances choose not to engage in criminal activities. If we free the criminal from responsibility, we become a society of endless excuses. We desperately need more people who believe that the person who commits a crime is the one responsible for it.
29. Why does the speaker have something urgent to say to good people? What is the best way to improve a person's responsibility? 31. What will the speaker believe if a person is found guilty of a crime? 3. Albert Schweitzer was born in 1875 in Alsace. At that time, it was part of Germany. His generous spirit was first awakened through his training as a preacher. Besides gaining a reputation as a preacher, he also became respected for his ability to play the organ. He was a man of many talents. His concern for other people turned his attention to medicine. He had also acquired doctoral degrees in philosophy and music. His wife took an interest in medicine, also, and became a nurse. Many people thought that he should remain and lecture in Europe to have a strong impact on Western civilization. Though he listened to their suggestions, he ultimately decided to follow his own conscience. This led him to Africa. Albert had felt that all men should accept the responsibility of helping others. He felt particularly concerned for black Africans who had been exploited by white men. He earned the money he needed by performing on the organ and by lecturing. With this money, he bought equipment and opened a hospital in Africa. He was a man of great strength who faced great problems with courage. The threat of war, the reality of imprisonment during World War I as a German citizen, and the unbearable heat in Africa did not make him retreat at all. He believed that a man could overcome these obstacles if he had a sense of idealism. He died in 1965.
32. How was Albert's generous spirit awakened? 33. What was he respected for? 34. According to Albert, what should all men accept? 35. What kind of man is Albert? Section C. One called her boss a bitch from hell, while another admitted lying through his teeth at interview. Both the British job applicants were not surprisingly turned down after prospective employers discovered their candid comments on a public website. The London recruitment firm, which revealed the cases, warned that employers were increasingly scouring the internet to check what candidates are really liked behind the rosy image they seek to project in CVs and interviews. One media sales executive, aged 24, had a job offer withdrawn after a quick check on www.friendsreunited.co.uk revealed that the applicant only planned to stay in London for a few months before embarking on a worldwide tour, London's media contacts said. As well as missing out on the jobs they were aiming for, the frankness of some also cost them their current employment. Another candidate, an account manager for a well-known PR agency, was forced to resign when she described her boss as a bitch from hell and her employer as a bunch of cowboys, media contacts said. In a third case, a senior sales executive seeking a move also ended up getting fired after boasting to the Friends Reunited site, set up to keep old-school pals in touch, that he lied at interview and his CV was a masterpiece of fiction. People should think carefully what they say about employers past and present and what they say about themselves in any public domain. Media contacts recruitment consultant Gordon Charrington said, "Having fun is a good thing, though negativity in any form rarely reflects well on the writer." Now the passage will be read again. One called her boss a bitch from hell, while another admitted lying through his teeth at interview. Both the British job applicants were not surprisingly turned down after prospective employers discovered their candid comments on a public website. The London recruitment firm, which revealed the cases, warned that employers were increasingly scouring the internet to check what candidates are really liked behind the rosy image they seek to project in CVs and interviews. One media sales executive, aged 24, had a job offer withdrawn after a quick check on www.friendsreunited.co.uk revealed that the applicant only planned to stay in London for a few months before embarking on a worldwide tour, London's media contacts said. As well as missing out on the jobs they were aiming for, the frankness of some also cost them their current employment. Another candidate, an account manager for a well-known PR agency, was forced to resign when she described her boss as a bitch from hell and her employer as a bunch of cowboys, media contacts said. In a third case, a senior sales executive seeking a move also ended up getting fired after boasting to the Friends Reunited site. set up to keep old school pals in touch, that he lied at interview and his CV was a masterpiece of fiction. People should think carefully what they say about employers past and present and what they say about themselves in any public domain. Media Contacts recruitment consultant Gordon Cherrington said, "Having fun is a good thing, though negativity in any form rarely reflects well on the writer." Now the passage will be read for the third time. One called her boss a bitch from hell, while another admitted lying through his teeth at interview. Both the British job applicants were not surprisingly turned down after prospective employers discovered their candid comments on a public website. The London recruitment firm, which revealed the cases, warned that employers were increasingly scouring the internet to check what candidates are really liked behind the rosy image they seek to project in CVs and interviews. One media sales executive, aged 24, had a job offer withdrawn after a quick check on www.friendsreunited.co.uk revealed that the applicant only planned to stay in London for a few months before embarking on a worldwide tour, London's media contacts said. As well as missing out on the jobs they were aiming for, the frankness of some also cost them their current employment. Another candidate, an account manager for a well-known PR agency, was forced to resign when she described her boss as a bitch from hell and her employer as a bunch of cowboys, media contacts said. In a third case, a senior sales executive seeking a move also ended up getting fired after boasting to the Friends Reunited site. Set up to keep old school pals in touch, that he lied at interview and his CV was a masterpiece of fiction. People should think carefully what they say about employers past and present and what they say about themselves in any public domain. Media Contacts recruitment consultant Gordon Cherrington said, "Having fun is a good thing, though negativity in any form rarely reflects well on the writer."